Very interesting contest, Gar. We're going to look at the RSA.
Yeah, I think this is one of the most interesting races of the week, potentially, Paul, if the field shapes up. Grand Cru is obviously the key horse. We don't know whether he's going to run here in the Gold Cup. My gut feeling is that he might go for the Gold Cup. I think Connections have been keeping their options open for so long. I think they've got it in the back of their minds to go for the big one. If Cotto Star didn't pitch up, I think that would make up their minds for definite. But I, if you asked me which race he was going to run in, I'd still maybe be leaning towards the Gold Cup with him. And if he comes out, obviously the prices of the rest of them are going to shorten up. So if you do fancy something else in the race, which I do, I'd be inclined to get involved now.
What do you fancy?
Well, Sir de Champs, the interesting one, Paul. I know the value has disappeared in many ways in the last few days, but if he pitches up here rather than running in the Deuce and Chase, I would definitely want to be with him. I've got doubts about Bobsworth. Just feel that, you know, he's a small horse. He doesn't really, on the evidence so far, jump well enough. Jumping cost him against Invictus at Ascot last time. Invictus has got an injury scare, we heard this morning as well, so there's a little bit of a doubt about him. Joined Together looks a little bit on the slow side to me. And First Lieutenant, in terms of value, this is one of the worst value horses of the entire week in my book, First Lieutenant, which is the complete polar opposite of last year when he went in there and I thought he was a terrific value bet because he'd won a Grade 1 and he was underestimated by the market. This time around, he's been on the end of a couple of real heavy beatings over fences, albeit that there were one or two excuses proffered. And I know Mouse has obviously trained him with one day in mind, but to my mind, at 5-1 and Sir de Champs at 4-1, he's unbeaten in three runs over fences, I think could be a Gold Cup horse this time next year. To me, he's definitely the one to be on.